story I call.
This is Barbara. It's Barbara fucking up. This is Barbara. Gonna have you tripping.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like
7 minutes
to sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
I woke up in the morning to my alarm. My mom tugging on my arm, saying, "Michael, Michael, please wake up. Come on, you stay up late every night. I'm fed up, rolled out of bed with a sock on my cock. I got a piss, put some hard as a rock. Went to the bathroom door that was locked. So I knocked, and inside it was my pops. He said, "Nah, bro, I'll be about an hour. Why don't you go outside and piss on the flowers?" So with ease, I went like the breeze and dropped my box of shorts right down to my knees. It was cold, man, like 10 degrees. I saw the birds laughing at me up in the trees. Right then and there, I was almost done. But here comes the paper boy on his morning run. He was laughing, poking jokes and making fun. The last thing I remember was his stun gun. I woke up butt naked to a crowd of people, making more noise than the Star Wars prequel. Damn, that little punk got me. So I'm gonna beat his ass later when he's playing street hockey.
His name, Tinny, was his frame size. You could tell his mom was Tinny when he opened up his eyes. There was no vision there, just a cold stare, the kind of look that says I've got to get paid and don't care. Now Tinny Garoba didn't really have a crew. He liked to go out all alone to do the things he had to do. Started with a little juggle in a small piece of turf. Had some low level respect for what that shit's really worth. Now Tin had no wheels, but he liked the wheels of others, yearning to be like some of those higher rolling brothers. Z was frustrated, wanted to get to the top. He was tired of corner dealing and concealing his socks. Had a taste of prison yet, but the boy wasn't scared. See, he knew what he was doing and felt he was prepared, or so he thought. But what he didn't really realize is when you push the stakes, you gotta push the prize. And that's life, dangerous as the plan he manifested, to take a post office and the money that's invested by folk. Tinny got tired and sniffed coke and washed down Lucozade to get the shit out of his throat. It was on. Tinny already bought a gun, done the mirror stars, feeling like he's John Woo's son. Didn't really want to use it, but he said if it came to the end, she would do it and just for the game, so it was set. He knew the date and the time. He'd steal a car a day early to be ahead of his time. Wasn't working with nobody, cause nobody he trusts. All profits he was claiming, just him on the bus.
About 6 o'clock, I'm woke up by the sound of my buzzer and a car or a truck screeching on. So I jump up, scratch my nuts. But when I'm like, who's that? Nobody speaks up. So I go to the door. There's a note. It says we have hip hop hostage with guns to his throat. Do the right thing and we might let him go. But if they call the police, that's all she wrote. You know what the motive is? It's all about dough. And in case you think we bullshitting, here's the photo. I couldn't recognize the clowns cause they were all put it down. But I peep Foxy Brown sipping for style in the background with fake alligator boots on. And smack dab in the middle was hip hop with a Versace suit on. I immediately called Primo. I said, "Hip hop is in trouble. Meet me at my rest on the double. Don't even jump in the shower. Matter of fact, scratch my rest. Meet me at D&D in half an hour. And bring all your shit with you, cause you know what we got to do. Yo, I fool.
What's up?
Let's jet sunlight Elroy. If I recall correctly, I last saw hip hop down at Bad Boy. We'll see if Puff knows what's up, cause he's the one getting him drunk and fucking his mind up. We go to the office, he's nowhere to be found. So we snatch up Jay Black and beat his bitch ass down. Now where's hip hop? Aight, he confessed, Shook came and took him from Puff last night. He said he'd give him up if a real nigga came to retrieve him. So we went to LA later that evening. When we got there, everything was aight, and we brought hip hop back home that night. One day.
In a restaurant.
measuring. Didn't know the hookers was lesbians till I got home and started texting them. Shit they was doing was excellent. Yeah, yeah, show was perfect. One with the tits, you know the girls fit. Slim girl was holding her hips, jogging her tongue all over her clit. Girl, this was getting pornographic. Should have had a vid recording that shit. One girl tits out, thinking a big man. Let's go downside, looking a bitch out. Brandon was down on my dick, shining. Next minute, me and the black bitch was grinding. Went outside and left and whining. When I come back in, it was 69ing. All over was climbing, chick screaming. Whipped cream all over her tits. Seen these lying queens without a pristine. Remember, dream I had a 15. Last time I seen was at the club. It was me, two girls with scrappy love. Laughing was a bit noise slaps, but now there's enough for the both of us.
Alright y'all, alright y'all, enough of that. It's time to go to bed, y'all. Time to go to bed. I wanna hear that. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. Yes. Okay, okay. Y'all tucked in?
Yes.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore Adidas and lived life slow, when laws were stern and justice good, and people was behaving like hip hop was good, there lived a little boy who was misled by a little shaitan, and this is what he said.
Me and you, kid, we gonna make some cash. Jack and old beat said, making the dash.
They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another,
Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. Sex him on repeat over the track with 87.
He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova.
With liquor in his belly, son, he made up the track. But little did he know that his joints was whack.
Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded.
He was out chasing cream in the American dream, trying to pretend the ends justify the means. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. It just will come to pass when you sell your ass. Life is more than what your hands can grasp. Good night.
And so this is the end of our story. And everyone is dead from AIDS.